It's the end. I hope that you find this talk interesting. It's my first talk ever. And it's also my first talk in English for me, which was a lot of stress. And I repeated that a few times before. Last time I had a talk in English was at university from some exercise. So we can switch now to IRC for question and answers. And thank you for your time.
Okay, I'm back now. Thank you very much, Sule. Now everyone claps loud for the microphone. Was very nice. Very good. We all followed. It's really nice, your read alert. It's easy to use. Even I got it. I mean, the escaping is the only thing you have to get in Lisp. It's about how to escape the strings. But now we come to the questions. It's like that. So Joshua is now saying like question. No, you post it, Joshua. You post them into the channel. Then Zulin answers, and I will read out the answer so we have it on the stream. I think that's the best solution. So Joshua, please, the first question. Joshua is slow. Oh, the first question. Did you ever have phase alarms, and how often, Celine? So I think he's asking about your experiences with phase alarms in Read Alert. So Lynn is saying that sometimes this happens, but then she's adding some number of tries before that, and this prevents a lot of phase positive alarms. So this was a question from Kruvi, and he likes it. So I think we can come to the next question. Please post it, Joshua. So Lynn says for the last question, if you run Read Alert every 10 minutes, it should be if you want to read that, and that you want to be warned more than 110 processes. Okay, that was about the phase alarm, so you should change the difference and when to check. And this will prevent the alarms to spike, so you have a chance to react. So the next, same for go remote go for server not responding. So after a few times, it should be that. Next question. Yeah, so then you tell me when you want the next question. It's already there. Do Nagios or other have failure count like that, or is it a new read new in Read Alert? He's answering, I guess. So Sulene is saying that she never used anything else but Read Alert. These are too complex to set up, like Nagios, which is sad. and she only knows the features from what she read from the documentation, and maybe she's saying that because of the documentation or because of Negios, she wrote Read Alert. Very nice. So, I don't know, you have to wait for Celine. Celine says when she wants the next question. So she has to tell us, because she's answering. Next question, please. Does Read Alert know if it's already running? Do you check it anyway? In any way? No. Answer is simple. No. This is a case where which would make it failing. So Quink is posting from the Negios documentation. In order to prevent phase alarms from transient problems, Negios core allows you to define how many times a service or host should be rechecked before it is considered to be a real problem. This is controlled by the max check attempts option in the host and service definition. So it has one. Okay, next question please post. There it is. Is it possible to have a version of the launch status without ANSI colors? I think he means that it should be just plain without the colors, because now you need a terminal. She says it's due to Read Alert using ANSI colors, because when she runs it's easier to read. But maybe the question is for easier parsing, but Catalos has left. So this is... he can't answer back. He answered the question if it's possible to make it without ANSI colors. If you provide... Well, Catalos doesn't listen anymore, so he can't provide you a command to remove them. I mean, yeah, send in patches, please. Quink helps you. Send patches, please. Send patches. Okay, this was the last question. So thank you for providing the answers, Celine. Another applause for her from the main gen. Thank you very much. So next we will make a break. The break is so we may have point tools. We will talk about point tools at 11. It's 5 minutes to go to toilet or whatever you want to do now.